Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berkowitz, your host today of Women Leading the Way, and I am delighted to introduce our guest today, as our topic to start with is we're going to be talking about your home's impact on you. And I never knew my home had an impact on me, but I can't wait to unpack this lovely woman. I've known her for a while, and she is our fabulous leading lady today. I'm delighted to introduce Jeanette Chasworth, and she's the CEO and intuitive interior designer and energy healer with The Color Whisperer, and I love her business name. So Jeanette, say good morning and welcome to our show.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited to hear about how our home has an impact on us. And I know, you know, every time I talk to you, it's like I'm going, really? I go, just changing up a room that much could change our environment. But the one thing I really want to start with is, you know, talk a little bit about how, I know because you bring this up all the time, how your home can support you and strengthen you. And I don't think people take that approach to what our home environment is like. So talk a little bit about how that can happen, because that sounds very exciting and soothing to me based on our current economic and social times that we're dealing with right now with COVID.
Oh, yeah. Our homes are super important right now. So our home is a reflection of who we are. It reflects our stories, our lives, and it reflects our living situation. So here's a really kind of very tangible way to think about it. You know, we get stressed, the house gets messy, the chores kind of get backed up a little bit, and you say, oh my gosh, the house is a mess and I can't think straight. And you do, you feel like you're running around like crazy and like nothing's, you know, you can't find anything, but you start picking it up and you just start a little bit and next thing you know, it's clean and suddenly all those things you couldn't muster in your head, it's like you can look around and you can think again. I mean, some people have it with just dishes. Like, I can't go to bed until the dishes are done because they hate getting up in the morning and seeing dishes there. It makes them all offset. You know, it's the whole making the bed thing. So that's just a real simple way. The colors that we have, the furniture that we have, all of this tells our story, and it all has energy to it. Each color has its own vibration and can set the mood for the room. And when you can create a mood or a feeling that you want, it can support you. For instance, in my office, I have more grounded colors because that's where I do most of my paperwork. My writing is very creative, and I need to be in my living room. And I do most of my writing in there because it's yellow, and yellow helps you to be creative.
So I've got some questions. First of all, this is fascinating to me that really changing the colors and, you know, how it can either energize you or fuel you. And I know one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, is the economy can also affect the colors we choose or maybe how we, you know, get energy. I mean, talk a little bit about that with the state of the economy. I was fascinated with that in part of our conversation. How can that happen that the economy affects what colors we choose?
So it's funny because I just got asked to do an article on the same thing for Fabulous Floors magazine. And so I've just got all my notes done. So your question is perfectly timed.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Let me go back in history just a little bit so that people can see how it works. So back at 9/11, after that, the big colors were blue and brown because everybody wanted to feel close to the ground. They wanted to feel safe. And we needed to build trust again. And blue helps to build trust And it also helps you to kind of forget the passage of time. And at the same time, we had Starbucks coming in. And so coffee went from this kind of like fledge you drink to stay awake to a $4 experience. And so it might be more now. I'm not sure. I don't drink coffee. But
I think
anyway.
You're right in the ballpark. But yeah, it's $4 or $5, right? Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of one who knows.
So blue and brown was in big time. And then we had the 2008 crash. And gray came in with a passion. And everything was gray, gray, gray. And when the housing market crashed, if you heard it once, you heard it 1,000 times. I felt like the ground got pulled out from underneath me. So when you're looking at the Earth's core, what's underneath dirt? It's rock. It's granite. We wanted something safer, something stronger. And every client I had that said, I want gray, it was followed by, it makes me feel so safe. It makes me feel so calm. So now what's going to happen, right?
Now we got COVID. How are we dealing with that? Pinks and yellows? I'm joking.
So there's a couple things. Gray was on its way out. It's not going to be on its way out as much. I think we're just about to lose gray, and it's going to be in for a while. But we're going to go back to the blues and the browns. And I think especially the blues right now, blue is also a color of truth. It's trust. And there's so much going on of, like, you know, misinformation right now. Nobody can keep a story straight for more than 5 minutes. And we need truth. And energetically, this is the month of truth. So there's going to be a lot of interesting things coming out this month. So we're going to need blue to kind of help deal with that. There are going to be some people who may need more greens because green helps you deal with emotional change. But I think right now we're needing that time, making this time not feel so pressured. The other part, isn't it? The other part is we're all kind of being forced on our own spiritual journey. I saw one person, they said, we're all being forced to take the red pill right now, whether we want to or not.
I love that. That's good. You know, but before you go on to your thing, it's like when you first see a client, I mean, back up for me and say, you get invited into someone's home environment. How, you know, I know these are maybe trending things that do you interview people to kind of determine what you can, I mean, is this why you call yourself the color whisperer? Because it's personalizing someone's home to how they're going to feel their best and work best and live best in their home. I mean, talk a little bit about the experience someone has as you go define how to create the right energy and the right environment for, you know, how the home can impact on that person.
So there's another part of my whispering. There's four parts to whispering. One is colors theory. One is color psychology. These are pretty basic. Any designer can do this. Another one I call it the personality of color. And what that is actually a bit of a wardrobing technique, and it has to do with matching your color and your energy. So, for instance, Michelle, you can wear much brighter colors than I can. Sorry. You can wear much brighter colors than I can. Those colors on me, they just, like, all you would see is them. You wouldn't get to see me. If you put my colors on, and I tend to wear more autumn colors, rusts, golds, browns, onto you with your, you know, vibrancy and everything, like, it would just dull you out and you wouldn't be seen at all. And so because I love furniture more than I love clothes, I do love clothes, but I love furniture more, I take this technique and I put
that
it
makes sense
in their homes. So their home is an extension of who they are. And it's like how you feel in your favorite outfit, I make your home make you feel like that every day.
Wow. So go into, Jenna, how did you actually get into this line of work? I mean, it's fascinating because I want you to know every time you start talking, you know, about what you've done with clients, like I've seen some of the visuals that you've shared because, you know, for us, everything is on Zoom, and I've seen some of your virtual backgrounds, which I think is such a great impression for you when you come on and you're like, yep, this was one of my clients. I'm like, oh, genius as a brand. But, you know, every time you start speaking about that, it's like, it sounds, my mom was an interior designer and did nothing of what you're talking about, right? I mean, no, none of this, I mean, she would walk into a room and say, oh, we need to make this yummy, you know, in her eyes. But I don't know enough as a kid what she was asking them, like you are, of, like, do you do an interview with your clients first, or do you just kind of instinctively get it when you enter somebody's home, and then all of a sudden, you know, you know what colors and how to make their home be so that it's that type of environment that fuels them? What's your, I don't know, maybe it's top secret, but can you kind of share your approach? How do you get to that with somebody? Because you may not know them as a new client, right?
Yeah. So that's the fourth part of my whispering. Years ago, I had asthma really bad, and The doctors couldn't figure it out. And it was, God stepping in. And I got introduced to this man who was a metaphysical healer. And he fixed it in one session. And after a couple more things, I was like, before he was getting ready to die, he wanted to give his gift to other people. So he taught me. There was several of us in this class, and I was one of the lucky ones. And as I learned, I pretty much asked, you know, I said, I want to use this in my design work. And so what I do when I go into a house is, first of all, I have the client give me a tour. And I can do this virtually, by the way. It's always better in person, but in today's world, I can do everything virtually.
Right.
And usually they start talking, and they tell me, you know, this was great Aunt Sue's, oh, this I hate, oh, you know, we've had this for 20 years, there's no springs left in it. You know, I get the stories. And while they're doing that, I'm feeling the energy in the house, because the house has an energy, and the client has an energy. If there's more than one person, then each of the clients has an energy. And so I'm picking up on the energy of them. I'm deciding which of the personalities, what parts of the personalities I'm going to be pulling together. And I start looking at how the house feels, what's working, what doesn't work. And that tells me where I got to start with my design. And so, like if I was doing your house, I already know what personality you are, so that's easy. But I know when I go looking at fabrics, I know what elements I'm looking for. Am I looking for squares? Am I looking for circles? Am I looking for something bright and fun and vibrant? And for you, you know, I wouldn't be picking something like, you might have some white in your house, but for drapes or something like that, I'd be looking for something that's got a lot of, that's very light, that's very airy, that's got a lot, you know, maybe a little bit of whimsy in it. You need a little bit of whimsy in your house. You get, like, right behind you, you've got all of, on your Zoom calls.
My cartoon wall, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so that's important to you. That feeds you. And so even in a formal living room, I would have something that was a little bit whimsical. I may have a table that's got an animal on it, but, you know, is really elegant. So, or maybe an accessory that some accessories that do that. So it's important to have something in there that's going to make you smile, because otherwise you're not going to be happy in there.
I think it's genius in the sense that, you know, but here's my one question for our listeners. And that is, you know, when people think about interior design, I would imagine you get this, Jeanette. It's like, oh, I don't, you know, that's too expensive. No, it's like that kind of thing. And to me, you know, when you think about how long we're in our homes and what goes on in our homes and how it can either, you know, just suck the life out of us or it can fuel us. And that's what's always inspired me when you start talking about what you do. I mean, talk about, you know, I mean, just there's flexible ways that you work with people. And that's one of the things I wanted to kind of debunk today, is if you're going to work with somebody on really changing your home so it fuels you and all of that, I mean, is it hugely expensive? Are there a variety of ways you can work with people? Or talk a little bit about, you know, it's not going to cost them a third mortgage on their house.
So everybody has a different need for change. I tend to deal with a lot of people who are going through major life changes. Maybe it's a divorce, death, or empty nesting, or career change. And they really are rediscovering who they are, and they don't know what their style is. And I help them mm-hmm. see that. So, like I said, everybody has different levels. For some, I've gone in some houses, and with just a two-hour consultation, I've picked out paint colors. We've moved furniture around, and, you know, let's put that picture there, you know. And I've made a huge impact. And other people have needed their whole house done and the bathroom gutted and the kitchen gutted and everything reimagined. I had one widow, both of her parents and her sister had died in this house. And so she wow. couldn't sleep in the master bedroom because it was still mom and dad's room. And what we really had to do was refit for her. She always wanted a library. So we actually refigured her master bedroom a little bit so that we could create a library in her living room. And it wasn't until we moved those walls for her that she was able to sleep in the bedroom. Now, that's extreme, but it's everything in between. And so mm-hmm. I can do a lot in 2 hours. I have some programs on my website that are just that. And then I can do all the way up to the whole house remodel. Sometimes, you know, I recently got separated and, you know, I didn't have the budget to redo my whole house, but there were things I knew I needed to do, and the bedroom was the most important. And that usually is the case, but I had to make it mine. Who am I for the next part of my life? I didn't know, but I knew it wasn't that. So changing out the drapes, changing out the paint, I had a bedspread that my mom had given me years ago, and he never liked it. I'm like, out it comes, I'm using it. So that was my inspiration for the bedroom. And
I love it.
So it doesn't have to be expensive. It does need to reflect you. And a lot depends on how much are you willing to do. Are you willing to paint? Are you willing to, you know, if you're more handy, then you don't have to pay so much. You know, because honestly, right. Services are a small part of the construction. You know, people will spend $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 on a kitchen, and my fee on that, it's like tax. You know, and it's like insurance. If you're spending $100,000 on a kitchen, don't you want to make sure it's done right?
Right. Hey, we need to take a quick break here for a commercial break, Jeanette. And when I come back, I want to have you think more about everyone's remote working right now at home. I mean, our home environments, even more so now and going forward, are going to be such an instrumental part of not only our home life, but our work life. So hang on, and I'm going to do a quick commercial break because we've got to thank the sponsor. So I'll be right back. Attendees, listeners, it's like Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971. Their mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. You can enroll today online. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, Jeanette, back to you, my dear. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, with COVID hitting us like, you know, crazy town here this year. I'm calling 2020 the year that wasn't, but that's my term these days. And so many, you know, not just women. I mean, a lot of our listeners are professional women, you know, and we're international. But my gosh, you know, now it's like we're working at home. We're living at home. The kids are at home more. You know, both spouses, you know, or significant others are at home and life partners. What the heck should people be looking at? I mean, can you throw out just a couple of tips, you know, that people can think? I mean, I've seen women that are working on their kitchen table, you know, some kids are in the garage doing school. You know, what are maybe just a couple of things that people can do easily and efficiently, because we're living, working, eating, breathing, and you know else what we're doing in our homes right now.
Right. So let me back up just a little bit. So the year 2020 vision means perfect seeing, right? And
yeah.
That's what's coming out. That's why we're getting all this, you know, confusing information and, you know, even, you know, the riots and everything. All of these things that have been, you know, hidden, they're going to come out. We're going to be able to see them clearly. And that's what this is about. This really is a year of exposing what's real and what's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Because it's
right?
Like, I mean, everybody, you know, that I know, and I don't want to dish too much on 2020, but I'm like, that's genius. Because honestly, it's like everybody was like, oh, man, we were expecting great business and new decade and excitement. And, you know, March,
yeah.
You know, and the world changed in a moment. You know, really, it just was, or it seems like a moment for me, but other people might see it differently.
No, it went pretty fast. So the thing with working from home is it's super important to find a way to be able to turn it off. And, you know, if you don't have a room, you know, even if you just, like, put your hand out in front of you and pretend to close the door on it or turn it off, you know, so because if you don't turn it off and say, I'm going to stop working at such and such a time, you're going to go crazy. And you work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
Yeah.
And there's always
all
that
day,
4 a.m. Oh, my God, what I, you know.
That's when I'm my best, girl, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.,
yep.
I swear.
Yep. Amazing what gets solved at 4 a.m. in my sleep. I'm like,
right
how do
on.
You charge a client for that, right?
Right. I love it. I love it. But, you know, I mean, I hear women that are just, you know, now the kids, I think, in part, are almost home to stay for a while. And I hear the angst of moms, you know, that are trying to juggle their careers and living at the computer. And then, you know, Jeanette, the whole thing where now with Zoom, because everything is virtual. I mean, and again, we'll get back to a world that seems a little bit more normal. But for right now, it seems like the rest of the year is going to be in this kind of virtual, frustrating environment. So I'm, you know, people are talking about the stand-up desks and, you know, how can you kind of create that flexible workspace? If there's any thoughts or ideas you have on that, that would be great for our listeners to hear.
Ultimately, you want some place where you can concentrate. I mean, I have different parts of my house that I use for different things, so it depends on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing is you need to get outside. When you're not working, the kids need to go out and play. I don't know about in Orange County, in L.A. here, the Arboretum's open. And, I mean, we need to, the drive is to get more out in nature, and we need to actually disconnect more. So it's about creating routine. If you're working, you work from work, keep your work hours, you know. And as far as you know, keeping a space, it's about really being intentional about your space. What do you really need to work? And I think a lot of people have been throwing stuff out that they don't need, and that's real important
mm-hmm.
right now. What do you really need on your desk? What is people seeing behind you? That's a big deal right now with Zoom, is creating an environment that around you that supports your work and actually looks professional for you. And, yeah, we just got to carve out corners. And there's, you know, the kitchen table's one, you know, having the kids do school in the garage. It's not ideal, but you
those
know, and a lot of times I'll go outside and I'll do a Zoom call outside even. But it's
that's a great
for
idea.
for our mental anguish and our mental stability. We need to spend more time outside. It's summertime, and it's really important to get away from all of the noise, the social media, the computers, and let our brains get into nature to relax a little bit.
Love it. I love it. And I know one of the things you were talking about is that it's, you know, when you think about cleaning your home, clean it energetically. It's like, talk to us about that, because I thought that was really clever. I would like to know more of how I can clean my home energetically, because I'm so not energetic when I have to clean my home. Talk to me about that and for our listeners.
Are you talking about my home energy cleaned, or are you talking about
maybe
you cleaning your home energy? Okay. So
it's different. I didn't get it. I thought it was for people to clean energetically, but it's a home.
No.
You tell me, because it was like, why is it necessary to clean your home energetically? It was the question.
Okay. So I know several energy techniques. I've just learned one last year that is really amazing. I've had amazing effects with it. And one of the things I can do with that is home cleanings. So when you move into a home, you've got somebody else has been living there. So let me back up a little bit. So if you ever walked into a room and there's just been a fight and, like, they clam up, but you can still feel the energy in the air of, like, oh, something
yes.
happened here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the home literally absorbs that energy. So if somebody's sick in a house, if somebody has died in a house, that energy of that person is still there. When somebody moves, the last person, that energy is still there. I know I've got a 1,200 square foot house. At one point, there were 10 people living in this house. How they did that. But I tell you, there were times I felt that energy of like chaos
yeah.
and craziness. And so when you clear, so it's literally an energetic clearing of the energy. With what's going on with COVID, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things we don't have answers to. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go do that on my house today because I'm like, I need to do this. I just did it maybe a year ago. But I'm like, yeah, I think I need to clear this. So when there's stuff that's really traumatic or a move or a big change. It could even be, you know, you're changing careers and, okay, you want to get the energy of who that last, who you were, you know, before in the other career. You want to clear that energy. And it's like I had one client I did it for, her 8-year-old. She was very sensitive but didn't want to admit to it. But the next morning she tells her mom, if I put my ear up to the wall, I hear the house singing. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of, too, I've always said, you know, my designs make you feel hugged every time you walk in the door. And it truly is a happy house. And the house just feels lighter. And imagine, you know, like when you do a big purge and, you know, you get several bags out to the trash can or out to the donation, and doesn't the house feel lighter?
Wow.
The house feels better. So doing this on an energetic level, just it keeps that going even further.
I think that's great. You know, we've only got a couple minutes left. I think we need to have you back is what I'm thinking. So, you know, just as a final couple of things. One, if anybody wants to reach you, and I know you do virtual sessions, it's like how would you like people to contact you if they want to reach out? Tell us. Give us your digits,
sure.
Jeanette.
So it's thecolorwhisperer.com. And actually, I'm running a contest right now I'm real excited about. It's I want to hear about your everyday heroes. So if you will just send me an email at design, D-E-S-I-G-N, at thecolorwhisperer.com, then at the end of, it's got another week and a half to go, and at the end of that time, I'm going to pull a winner, and that person gets either a free virtual home consultation or the integrated healing.
Ooh, that's great. That's
yeah.
awesome. And I always ask my guests, it's like, you know, this is a little pressure here because we didn't talk about this, but, you know, what's one thing you can leave all of us with that, you know, will kind of motivate us, get us a little inspiration, make us feel like, you know, just we're better off as a part of listening to this show, Jeanette. No pressure, but what's one thing you can leave us with?
I always say embrace color. It's such an important thing. And if you can, if you're feeling anything about I need more color in my world, go do it. And just play and experiment with it. It's only paint. It's, you know, it's not a big deal. But we've got time on our hands right now. Go paint a wall. See how it changes things and see how it makes you feel.
I love that. That's really good. It doesn't take a lot. Danette, thank you for being, and we are out of time. I can't believe it. I want to thank you for being our leading lady, and I want to thank all of our listeners. Gosh darn it. Thank you for your loyalty. We've been with you since 2012, and pridefully, I like to say we are an international show, so we're available on iTunes to subscribe to and Spotify, and we are here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. It is very definitely a different kind of world out there. So, Danette, you had some wise words for us, and I thank you for that. And we will be back again for another Women Lead Radio show. Let me leave all of you with this. Here's to strong women. May we know them. May we be them. And may we raise them. So have a great week. Happy 4th of July later for this weekend. And to all of you, just go out there and support other women. Talk to you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.